This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I just want to spend a little time discussing one other aspect over here. The Gemara says on the bottom of the page, Achirim Oimrim, others say, which I wonder who these Achirim are. Maybe it's Rav Meir. By the way, Sunday night is Rav Meir's Yahrzeit. We might have a little Rav Meir event. I found a good piyut from the Baba Sali and Rav Meir, so we're working on a new nigun for... Achirim say because they delayed coming tachas kamfei Hashchina. So I remember in 11th grade, when we were learning Yevamos, somebody asked, that what do you mean that Gerim are punished because they delayed coming tachas kamfei Hashchina? Gerim do not have to convert, and just the opposite, when Gerim come to convert, we dissuade them. We tell them, why in the world do you want to convert? Yesterday you had to desecrate Shabbos, and today, if you desecrate Shabbos, we throw you off a two-story building. So what do you mean, because they delayed coming tachas kamfei Hashchina? We don't encourage Geros, we discourage Geros. So if I remember correctly, the Sefer Ahavas Eson, which is a perush on the Ein Yaakov, says that anyone who converts, that means we know that their neshama was on Har Sinai. And anyone who goes off the derech, there's like an idea, they weren't there that day. So, says the Ahavas Eson, since they were on Har Sinai, and they sort of, that was their destiny, they should have met their destiny sooner. I would like to suggest maybe a novel approach. Why Gerim are punished for not becoming a Ger sooner, based on a Rugachover. And being Medayik in the Gemara says, Vimneima Gerim bizman hazeh, nowadays. Presumably that means in the times of this Braisa, in the times of Reb Chananya, the son of Reb Gamliel. And it's based on understanding the story of Rus, where we just had on Mem Zayin Amid Beis, that the whole episode of Geiros is learnt out from the conversation of Nami and Rus. And Nami says to Rus, you sure you want to be a Ger, but you can't go out of the Tchum Shabbos? No, Bashar Telech Elech, wherever you go, I go. But, you know, there's an Isra V'yichud, Bashar Talini Olin, wherever you sleep, I'll sleep. But, you know, there are a lot of different Misois Bezdin, Bashar Tamusi Amos, you might not be buried with us, Bashar Tikaber Yakaber, fine. Question. We learn out Geirus from the conversation of Nami and Rus. Didn't the Gemara say Amem Ches Amar Aleph on Mem Zayin Amar Aleph that Ushvatem Tzedek Beinish Uvein Achiv and Ger Mekan Reuda Gershon Zgar Bebezdin Areiz Ager Beinor Lebenatza Einagar? Don't you need a Bezdin to convert? All of a sudden Nami is a Bezdin? She's not a Bezdin. She's not a man. And she's not three people. So how do you learn out Dine Geirus from the conversation of Nami and Rus? You need a Bezdin. So then, the question is, and there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, when Avimelech's two sons, Machlon and Kilion, married Rus and Arpah, were Rus and Arpah Jewish or were they not Jewish? Some Rishonim learn that the reason why Machlon and Kilion died is because they married Goyim. The Targum says the reason why they died is because they married Goyim. So that implies that they were Goyim. And then when did Rus and Arpa convert? That means Nami converted them. Yeah, but Nami's not a Bezdin. Elamai, they married, but the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam seems to say that the reason why Machlon and Kilion died is because they left the land of Israel. So if they left the land of Israel, but not because they married Gerim, so, not because they married Goyim, which implies they were always Jewish. And by the way, the Zohar says the same thing. The Zohar says, Chas v'shaloi Machlon and Kilion married Goyim, but they converted them.
Otherwise, so, why would they be din of evil?
Right. L'chaira, if they married Goyim, another point, what kind of Yibum would there be? That also indicates, like Rav Nosson is saying, that they married Jews. Elamai, they married Jews. So what's the Gemara saying? Amem Zayinam Abiz, that we learn out Dine Geros from Nami and Rus, but they were already Jewish for a long time. Also, if they were Jewish for a long time, how could Naomi tell Orpah and Ruth, go back to your gods? What do you mean, go back to your gods? You tell a Jew to go convert to another religion? So there are a lot of difficulties in the gerus of Naomi and Ruth and Orpah. On the one hand, Nachlon and Kilian married Goyim. They were Gedolei Hador and they married Goyim. Elamai, they married Jews. So if they married Jews, how could Naomi send them back? If they married Jews, why is Naomi converting Jewish people? Elamai, they were Goyim, so then there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So the Rugged Shavar says a pshat, and we have a shir on it, based on a Rambam. The Rambam says that when someone converts in a time where the Jewish people are successful, powerful, or someone converts who their conversion is suspect, because maybe they're converting for marriage, or for power, or for prestige, then the gerus is, so to speak, hinged. It's like up in the air, where we're choishish in life, we're concerned for it. We allow them to remain Jews, but we have to see what's going to be in their end. If they prove their loyalty, then retroactively their gerus is good. If they prove to be disloyal, then their gerus is no good. Because another problem is, if Rus and Arpa are Jewish, then Arpa was a Jew. Then Arpa's son Goliath was Jewish. Goliath was Jewish? I mean, it doesn't say anywhere he wasn't Jewish, but that would be funny to say that Goliath, the friendly green giant, was Jewish. I mean, well, that's a funny thing to say. So according to this Rugged Shavar, it comes out very beautiful. Machlon and Kilion met two women, and they converted them in a Bezdin, Kahalacha. The only thing is, the gerus is suspect, and we have to see what's going to be in their end. So when it comes down to it, Naomi tells the girls, you know what? Why do you need this for? Go back to your gods. Why would she say that? But they're Jews. Yeah, they're Jews. But if they go back to their gods, then retroactively, they were never Jews to begin with. So Orpah displays her disloyalty. She shows she only converted for marriage. Turns out she was never Jewish. She goes and she marries some Moabite. And Goliath is a guy. Goliath, the green guy. However, Ruth shows her loyalty. She shows retroactively she was always Jewish. And therefore, it was a good marriage to Machlon and Kilion. And therefore, there is a mitzvah of Yibum. And the gerus is not happening by Naomi having a conversation with Ruth. That the gerus happened halachically a long time before. Just to determine whether she's loyal or not, Naomi went through the retinue of questions and persuasions we usually persuade a guy to turn around. So we learn out Dine Gerus from Naomi, not because she was a Bezin, but that was the stage in determining whether the Gerus was good or not. Now, so maybe we could suggest, based on the Rugged Shavar, the following idea. Someone who converted in a Bezdin, and their conversion is suspect, they have an obligation to, as soon as possible, show the sincerity of their gerus. You're right, a guy off the street. He could be a guy his whole life, and at the end of his life, he wants to become a ger. Good! And we have no tainas on him. Oh, why didn't you become a ger sooner? Be happy I became a ger now. I have no obligation to become a now. Maybe when the Gemara says, why are gerim bizman hazeh? Meaning in a time where, so to speak, you saw the glory of the Jewish people, people saw Tanoim, people saw the greatness of such people. So they became Gerim, but they delayed in showing the sincerity of their Gerus. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. Because the proof the Gemara means is from Rus. And Rus didn't delay. Rus became a Gerus right away. Well, look, the pasuk says, "Yishalim Hashem Palech Vazim Asger Shemayim Hashem Lekiyos Hashabas Lachsois," that you became a ger right away. What does that mean? That Rus became a ger right away, right when she married Machloin, or maybe what the Gemara means, Rus demonstrated immediately after her husband died that in fact her gerus was sincere, and that's why she was rewarded. But a goyim who convert and delay showing the sincerity of the gerus, and we have to wait years and years and years and years to see, okay, let's see what this person's made of. Are they a real ger or not? Maybe that's what the punishment is of Mibnei Sheshow, Atzmam Lihikanes Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Maybe they're punished for delaying in showing the full sincerity. If you have one more moment, if you could turn in the back of the Gemaras to the Hagois Yavitz of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he says this pshat, but maybe I think he says something along the same lines. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says like this, Nichta b'tzida mashma afilu kaimu sheva mitzvos. It's mashma, even if a guy kept the sheva mitzvos because they delayed coming tachas kamfei Yashchina, they're punished. V'tema, heichan matzinish b'nei noach mitzvon lekabel taryag mitzvos. Where do we find that b'nei noach are commanded to accept the taryag mitzvos? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Dahachi perusha, shesho misha sheskimu v'kibbul aleim b'daitim b'leiv shom likon tachas kamfei Yashchina. They delayed from the time that they say and are makabal in their mind to come under the kafei ashchina, which is a kabbalah bepeh, like we say regarding tzedakah. If somebody says, I'm going to give tzedakah, they're chayiv to give tzedakah. And if they then delay, they're considered delaying a mitzvah. So to a guy, so says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, "Me'ata in sog lirchok b'inyana derus k'mash because of Tosfos." There's a very interesting Tosfos here. One more moment. Tosfos asks, "What do you mean Rus didn't delay?" Tosfos makes a cheshbon that Rus is the daughter of the son of Eglon, the son of Balak, and if you make a cheshbon, it comes out Rus was a very, very old lady when she married Boaz. So what do you mean she didn't delay? So Tosfos says, nah, she wasn't the granddaughter, she was the great-great-great-granddaughter. Because otherwise it turns out she was very old. And if she was very old, that means she delayed. So Yaakov Emden says, no, you could say like Tosfos is Havamina. Shitaka was very, very old when she converted. But once she was makabel to in her mouth to say she's going to convert, from that moment, she converted right away. But we're saying similar. From the time that she converted, she did not delay demonstrating the sincerity of her geiros. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll see everyone, Bez Hashem, Monday night at 9:15. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a great day. Shkayach. Bye-bye. B'matzliach.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I was thinking that there is machlekes whether there are gilgulim. Is that correct? Or maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, there are shitas, but again, only Gershen is Gayer Kenoilad.
This is Noilad. Forget about Kenoilad. This is Mamish Noilad. So I'm thinking, Aruch Lener brings something similar to what you were saying. Aruch Lener says that there's a difference between Dine Adam and Dine Shemayim. We got the Dine Adam, the Ger is Taka Kenoilad Dami, but Dine Shemayim not Kenoilad Dami. And Rabbi says no, and maybe that's the Ikar Machlekes of Gilgul. Rabbi Yossi holds Dina Shemayim also gone, so there's no concept of Gilgal. Why are you even sakin something that you have nothing to do with? You nail it. That's pshat, I don't know.
In other words, the Aruch Lener says that Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Chanina Benoy Shom Gamliel, he agrees Gershon Esgair, but that's only Bidei Adam, not Bidei Neshamayim.
Right.
Uh-huh. But that's also difficult, because then it would come out that if a guy marries a relative, right, even though he's allowed to, what, he's going to be punished Bidei Neshamayim?
No, that's Bidei Adam.
No, but okay, but Hashem's going to punish him for doing it?
No.
What do you mean? But Bidine Shamayim, there's no Gershon as Gayer.
I think only things that he did Bidine Shamayim, maybe like Avodah Zarah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Or since there is a punishment Bidei Adam, there is no punishment Bidei Shamayim? Okay, good. Shkoyach. I actually have, yeah, thank you. Shkoyach. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.